But first, we turn to Detroit's mayoral election. Voters in Michigan's largest city head to the polls 1 week from tomorrow. Within that race for mayor is the issue of race. There is a white candidate, Mike Duggan, former Detroit Medical Center CEO, and a black candidate, Wayne County Sheriff Benny Napoleon. As part of the Detroit Free Press endorsement of a mayoral candidate, my next guest penned yesterday's column in the Freep about the complex role race is playing in this election. Stephen Henderson is the editorial page editor for the Detroit Free Press. Welcome back to Stateside.
Thanks for having me.
So your paper endorsed Mike Duggan yesterday for mayor, and you write in your column that, here's your quote, you believe that backing Duggan reflects the more sophisticated and productive interpretation of the racial influence on this election. Explain that to us.
Well, I mean, I think the simple way to look at it is you've got one white candidate and one black candidate, and it's very easy to conclude that if you elect a white candidate in a majority black city, you are dealing a death blow of sorts to the idea of black leadership. But I happen to think that that's not going to be the case with Mike Duggan, and I drew on an experience that I had 14 years ago in Baltimore, Maryland, where we had a similar situation, a black city with a white candidate and a black candidate for mayor. The white candidate turned out to be Martin O'Malley, who went on to groom the next leader, the next generation of black leadership in that city. So there's no reason to believe that, for example, Mike Duggan, because he's white, can't deliver for us a stronger sort of cohort of potential black leaders in the future.
And as you look at the race so far, how do you see race being used in this Duggan-Napoleon competition?
Well, I mean, I think it's been a very crude dynamic. I think there are some real base appeal that Benny Napoleon has tried to make to city voters about, you know, essentially don't turn your back on history and things like that. Sort of barely coded language that seeks to evoke a racial idea. Even Mike Duggan, whose campaign is much more sort of neutral outwardly, I think is very aware of that sort of crude dynamic and trying to avoid it. And so I think that's somewhat predictable given our history here and given the sort of hostility that race still engenders in a lot of people. But I'm hopeful that people see beyond that, and certainly in the primary, where Mike Duggan got more than double the number of votes as Benny Napoleon, it didn't seem to matter all that much.
Do you think Detroit voters has there been a sea change in the way they consider whether their mayor is black or white? I mean, did this spectacular disaster that was Kwame Kilpatrick, the hip-hop mayor, did that open more voters' minds to look beyond skin color, do you think?
I think it might have. I mean, it certainly opened voters' minds to the idea that what we have been doing here for a very long time wasn't working. If you look at the last four elections, you know, we had four elections in 2009 because of the Kilpatrick scandal and his exit from office. If you look at the results of those elections, they all sort of pointed toward the idea of change. Non-traditional candidates, people who in Detroit would have had a very hard time winning before, who did win. And so I think that's where the momentum is in the electorate. Whether it carries over into race, I think we'll learn in a week. We learned a little bit in the primary, as I said, that Mike Duggan got an awful lot of votes that I wouldn't have expected him to get. I think there is a sense of change and the need for change among Detroiters, and that plays out now at the ballot box pretty consistently.
Stephen, what does this election say, or will it say something about the state of racial affairs in Detroit, or perhaps even the state of Michigan in 2013?
Well, I think there's a milestone here, right? If Mike Duggan wins, he'll be the first white mayor in 40 years in Detroit. I don't think you can sort of blow by that without acknowledging the significance there, that this means something. I think it sends a message not just to the state, but to the whole nation, that Detroit is not the hostile place that it often gets characterized as, that the voters here are interested in the same thing the voters are every place else. They want services, they want safety, and they're willing to get that by choosing the best person. I think that would be a rather remarkable message for the city of Detroit to send at this time when we're in the middle of bankruptcy that's getting us lots of negative attention.
Stephen Henderson, editorial page editor for the Detroit Free Press. Thank you so much, Stephen.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.